Hello everyone, I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Hannah.
Welcome to the Adventures in Odyssey Revelations podcast,
where we discuss everything that has to do with Adventures in Odyssey.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So today we have a very exciting topic, Odyssey relationships.
Yes, our favorite topic to discuss.
Yes. And the first couple on our list is Whit and Dr. Lily Graham.
Now, I must say, the first time I actually thought about this couple was when the episode Met His Match came out in the club.
Oh, yes. That was a really good episode.
Yes, I absolutely loved it. Just seeing their shared experiences in life, similar passions, it just showed me how much
they have in common.
Yes, and how good they could be together.
Like, looking back on their lives, there are so many similarities. Like, first is their shared love for mission work.
Yes, I absolutely love that idea. Just the thought of them having similar interests and passions, trying to help people, spread the gospel, just make a positive impact in the world.
I know. Like, I can see there's so many potential storylines for the writers to pursue who went down that path with them. Going off maybe to South America or Africa, it could be really great. And another thing is their shared loss they experience in their lives.
Yes. From what we've heard of Lily, I assume that her husband probably passed away in the past. And so that could be something else that they could bond over, you know, with losing Jenny and Lily probably losing her husband as well. Just the whole idea of them finding love again after going through so much loss and heartbreak.
I know, he's so cute. And I can, like, can you imagine if, like, Jason and Jana came back home for Christmas, and they came in the house and saw that Lily was there. And Will was like, we have something to tell you. We're together.
I know. That would be amazing. An instant classic episode.
And I know.
Among Odyssey fans.
You have to hear that. So I do ship this couple. I think enough time has passed where Whit needs at least to be with somebody.
I would agree. I feel like him being with someone would be the perfect change in his character, you could say. I feel like now we're ready for something, a huge development in his character, and this could be something that the writers could explore.
I know, and especially with, like, how his kids would react when he brought them back. I mean, well, no, Jason's still Aussie, but I mean, specifically Jana, with seeing them having a new, like, I know, motherly figure in their lives, so it would be really interesting to see.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Okay, how about we discuss Jason and Monica?
Wow, Jason and Monica. I know they're quite heavily discussed among Odyssey fans.
Yes. I think I like them as a couple. Like, not as, like, there was people I ship Jason with more, but I did like the connection they had during the Nova Cab Saga. It was very interesting, to say the least.
Yes, it felt real. It just felt authentic. And I just loved how they were so vulnerable with each other on a deeper level. Jason telling her about his past relationship with Tasha, her revealing to him her wants about wanting to settle down, whether they were real or not. It felt real to me.
Well, Jason said that they were real.
I know. I just really loved it. It was just so interesting. You just see that they connected on a deeper level during those episodes.
Like, I wondered, like, what would if their relationship had, like, developed, like, if Monica hadn't been, like, working for Novacom.
Yes, that is something that I'm sure many fans think about.
Melissa Disney, I know, has done work for Odyssey recently. I think the last was, like, in Charlotte, or one of the last, like, I know she played Jenny in that club episode.
She also was in Take Every Thought Captive.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, it's, like, not out of the realm of possibility if the writers wanted to bring her back. Because she's not working the show since then. She has voiced other characters. So, who knows? Maybe they'll bring her back, maybe.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I can imagine right now her showing up and J&J and J Antiques. And Jason's like, Monica, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm a Christian now, Jason.
That would be, yes. That would be such a shock to Jason and everyone in town.
I know.
And the thing is, I wonder how much all the other characters know
about Monica.
Yeah, like, we never really...
Like, did Jason tell them about how there was this girl that he liked who turned out to be his wife?
I don't know.
Did we ever find out about that?
I don't believe so. I think the college moved on. And that's another thing. We never got to know if Jason did send her flowers or not. Like you said, maybe. So, did he? We have to know.
Maybe we'll know. Maybe we won't.
Like, anything that concerns Jason's love life, we are obsessed with. We have to know every detail about it.
Yes. That is so true.
Okay. How Buck and Jules? Buck and Jules, they're very,
very interesting, to say the least. I would say I have conflicted feelings about them.
Mm-hmm.
I like where they are right now in terms of friendship and being supportive of each other and everything. And I'm just not really sure I like to see that transition over into a romantic relationship.
Yes.
It's not saying they would be terrible for each other. It's just I like things the way they are right now.
Yes. Like, I feel like them, they're such good friends that I sort of feel like if they got together, it would be sort of obvious. And I just... I wouldn't hate it, but I don't, like, actually ship it either. Like, I'd rather, like, someone else come into the picture for both of them.
Yes, you know I would agree with that.
Even more than that, there's other storylines that I feel that the characters themselves have to pursue before they get into a relationship with either themselves or with other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially the conversion mm-hmm. story, which is something I've been waiting for a long time.
Yes, imagine because a Christian.
Yeah,
that's
also
so great.
Beth's adoption. Yes. By Katrina.
Yes, yes, it has to happen. It would be so special. And just seeing how everything comes full circle after his involvement in the Green Ring and how he turned a new leaf and found a new home with them.
Yeah, and finally finding people who love him for who he is and are truly supportive of him.
I know this.
I'm getting emotional just thinking of it.
I know, me too. It's so great. I love Buck. He's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, definitely one of the best characters on the show.
By far. Okay, how Jason and Connie.
Wow. Yeah, we keep getting even more interesting with every couple.
I know.
The discussion about them. Jason and Connie. I do ship Jason and Connie.
Oh, yes, really?
Yes, I do. They're really interesting. I love their dynamic they have on the show. They have great chemistry. They're really great friends. They're so supportive of each other. Also, the fact they just have so many things in common, mm-hmm. both losing their mothers at a very young age, having many relationships that just fallen apart.
Yes. Like, they ended, like, their weddings on, like, the day of or the day before, so they can bond over that.
Yes.
And they have just, like, the actors themselves have great chemistry. Like, I love For Whom the Wedding Bells Toll, and just how Jason's getting so annoyed with Connie. He's like, uh-huh. Connie, tell me who it is. Like, she's dragging it out and torturing him. It's like, being the perfect relationship material.
Yeah, everyone loves that episode that I've ever met. I don't think I found someone who doesn't like it.
I know. Yes, and their interactions are one of the reasons why it's like a fan favorite.
Another thing that I like about their relationship is Connie becoming Whit's daughter-in-law. Like, she's already a daughter to him. He said so
on many occasions.
Yes. And just that becoming official, it would just be so sweet. I can see it now, Whit walking Connie down the aisle.
Yes, I mean, even if it's not with Jason, Whit has to walk down the aisle because Bill is no.
I get that. Yes, I so agree with that statement.
If Connie and Jason did get together, what storylines would you like to see them do?
Well, one would be a road trip with the entire Whitaker family.
Yes, yes. We need more interactions between all of them, especially, I think, between Janet and Jason. Like, the last interaction between the lines. And that was, like, the first with Townsend playing Jason. It's like, we need more. I love that sibling camaraderie between
yeah,
the two
so
of them.
Do I. It's, like, the only episode with a lot of interaction between the two of them.
Yes. It was like the last was like Silent Night, but they were like little kids. And half the time, Jason was a baby or a toddler or whatever. So it's like, this is, we can't even talk.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I would just need that. It would just be so funny. Like, especially like Jason was like, I know where you are. And Janet's like, we're lost. You're like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it'd be awesome.
another thing would be, we have to see, I would love to see another Christmas story with the Whitaker family.
Me too. Like, I haven't had one of those in a while.
I know, especially when we heard like flashback scenes of Silent Night. It would be nice to see them all together again now. And maybe Monty and talking about his latest Secret Service escapades with Jason or something.
I know. Like, that would be incredible.
I know, right? Just be, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Who's next?
Well, next on the list would be Connie and Jeff.
Connie and Jeff. They, I like this couple. But I have to say, before they get together, I want more interaction between them as friends. Like, we heard the storyline of in the pilot in Life Expectancy, when Connie's mother died, when Jeff came back and revealed he was a Christian. And I think a lot of Odyssey fans assumed that they're sort of setting it up for the two of them to
most likely,
yes, get back together. And I was kind of disappointed that even if they weren't going to get together, I wanted them at least to interact.
Yes, I agree with that. I just feel that we need to see more of them together, so we can have more of a smoother transition if they were to go back to being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Like, the last was like Mean Streak, but that was only like, what, 4 seasons? It wasn't really anything.
I definitely agree with that. We need something. They need to kind of build up the story to that point where they would get back together again.
Yeah. There's still great potential in them, I see. Especially in the mission field area. Like, Connie helping with that?
Yeah, we could see Connie going on mission trips with Jeff, helping out in other areas of the world. It would just be really cool, especially since Connie really hasn't gone anywhere outside of Odyssey.
It's kind of sad.
But I can really remember her going. It's just Chicago with
Vince. I know, like, Eugene went to Israel and Mexico and all these places, and Connie's like still stuck in the United States. I mean, it's time for her to like leave or go abroad or something. Like,
go more
someplace more distant. I mean, the closest she came was going with Mitch to Budapest, but we all know how that turned out. I mean, I know Kathy Buchan in the past has like teased that they could get together, but like, be patient, wait. Because like, we don't want to wait. Kai needs to be with someone. It's overdue.
Yeah, it's high time she got with someone. yeah, I've been saying this for like years and years, and still apparently the writers don't think so. But who knows?
I know. It's been especially fun, especially because like, Penny is married now, and she wants Kai to be in the same type of, feel the same kind of love she does. Mm-hmm. And Jules, like, I can see Connie being nervous for a date, and Jules like, hey, you need to wear this, Connie, or with your hair, your makeup, do this. It's
like, it's giving so her cute dating advice.
Yes, that would be really cute, like sister to sister. I hope they do that, but at this rate, I don't know. We'll see. Fingers crossed, though. She needs someone.
Yes.
Okay, so who do we got next?
Next on the list is Jason and Jillian. or she's more commonly known as Double L Jillian, Double L Marshall. well, I said, go with the jokes, huh?
Yes. I'm really, when it comes to Odyssey ships, I am very open-minded. Like, I generally don't outright hate it. But with Jason and Jillian, I do.
Yeah, to me, they're firm, no. I just do not see them as anything more than just friends.
Or like a brother that's annoyed with his little sister. It's like awkward. Like the whole thing, like Nightmares by Costas. Like, they were trying to come, like, I don't know what they were trying to do. Like, make it like, you know, in those rom-coms where the couple,
they can't stand each other at first. Yeah. And they end up falling madly in love with each
but
other.
But this isn't it.
Yeah, okay, no, like, before the actress who plays Jillian was cast, they did like a chemistry read
on her own
account. And of course, a chemistry read obviously implies that
they're at least potential love interest
together. But to me, they don't have any sort of chemistry, at least not in the romantic sense.
Yeah, they don't connect. It just seems awkward and forced. Like, he's always been with her. And she's had, it's like a teenage crush. Like, she's stuck in him or something.
He's have gone to a ship.
Yeah, it's like the way in which she was like, oh, but I want to do my, like, what was it, jury stand in front of your story. It's like, no. And she's like, she hates him. Like, from a tree. It's weird. There's no chemistry whatsoever.
Yeah,
between
it just
them.
Come out right. Just because her name starts with J does not mean they're perfect for each other.
Like, if Jay has to marry her or something. It's like, they're like, look at Monty. His name starts with M and he's a Whitaker. You don't always have to start with a J.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about keeping like the J Whitaker streak alive.
Yes.
Someone whose name does not start with a J.
Yeah, so, I mean, generally speaking, the reactions I've seen from fans, they don't really like them as a couple. So hopefully the writers listen and don't put them together. I guess we'll have to see, in the next coming episodes, but we'll see.
Yeah, I guess you know, just have to stay tuned. But hopefully they don't.
Yes.
If they do, I guess I'll just have to bear it. But
no, I write in protest emo that I'm like, no, it's not happening. Jason he's so perfect. He deserves the best girl, and Julian isn't that.
Sorry. He deserves so much better than Julian.
Okay. Now we have last, but certainly not least, Tasha and Jason.
Yay, my favorite couple on this list.
I know.
I love them so much.
I know, I love them. They're like my babies.
And it's so exciting now considering Tasha's reappearance back in Odyssey. It's like now the possibility of them becoming a couple is finally real again.
And the ship can finally sail again. It's like great. Especially considering the writers before had said that the possibility of Tasha returning to Odyssey was like slim to none. And now with her showing up in the Rydell revelations, it's so awesome.
I know, so amazing. So whatever writer decided on that, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So if Tasha was to return back to Odyssey again, what would you like to see between her and Jason?
Well, definitely a long-needed conversation between the two of them,
yes.
Especially considering their history together, both professional and romantic. We just need that.
Like, the last time we saw the two of them interact was in Accent Dilemma, but with everything that was going on with the Whisperer and Applesauce, there wasn't any time for them to just sit down and talk.
Yes, and now with her reappearing back in Odyssey, the possibility of that happening, it's now real, so definitely that's something I want to hear on the show.
Definitely, and it's even more interesting now that the writers have previously stated that Jason, he at least thinks about returning to working for the agency.
I know, that is something I'm so looking forward to. Like, I want to know where to stand this issue. Does he want to go back? Does he want to stay working at the antique shop? Like, where is his heart right now?
And it'd be interesting to see if the writers decide to have Tasha involved in that story arc.
I know. I've been thinking about that. Like, I'm not totally sure, but if she could be, then yes, please.
It's like, it'd be really interesting to see if she is, if her, like, presence in that story arc will make Jason want to join the agency more again, or if it'll be like, basically just deter him away from it.
Yes, because we still know that they're still great friends, mm-hmm. And obviously we know they work well together from past episodes, so could that make him want to join, but at the same time, there are
past history
he might not want to. I just love to explore that storyline.
Yes. And another thing was, it wasn't mentioned in the Rydell revelations if Tasha was a Christian now. So would you rather her be one in the present moment, or if she's not, would you rather it come later, her conversion story?
I think I prefer it if she wasn't a Christian. That way we could hear a conversion story.
Me too.
It would be so wonderful. It would, like, go down history with others, like Eugene's conversion, Connie's conversion. I just would love it so much.
Yes, it'd be awesome. What storylines would you like to see with Jason and Tasha?
Well, one that I've thought of would be like Jason going back to the agency. It could be temporarily to help out another case. And while he's there, he almost like dies or something. And because of that, Tasha, she goes through like deep soul searching and eventually becomes converted. And becomes a Christian.
And Jason's like, they could cause him to reassess his life and think of what he's accomplished, but what more he wants to do, which maybe to get married, have kids. And then him and Tasha get together and get married and
have kids.
Yes! I need to see this happen. It's like, this is my, like, I think this is like my dream storyline on Odyssey. It'd just be great.
I know it would be instant classic. I know that we're not alone in our feelings for this couple.
Yes, it's definitely not. They're just so interesting, and they have great chemistry. That's the number one main thing for me is I love the banter between them. It's so organic and real.
Yes, it just feels so authentic. Like, you just feel so many emotions when you hear the two of them on an episode together. I don't know. It's so incredible. I do not know how two actors, voice actors, can have that much chemistry, but they do, and I love it.
Yes, and just it feels right for Tasha to be back in Odyssey. Like, enough time has passed now. Jason is in a more stable place in his life. And that if you wanted to pursue a relationship, especially with Tasha, it'd just be perfect right
now. Yes, it is definitely the right time.
Well, I think that wraps this all up for today.
Thank you so much for joining us again. We enjoyed hosting you today.
Yes, so make sure to tune in next time for another episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.